Rob, thanks for joining me here in Croke Park, taking the time out. It's a new year. What's the outlook for sponsorship in Ireland in 2016?
Well, it is a new year, but it's already gotten off to a great start. Allianz have signed a new five-year extension to their deal with the GAA. You've got Standard Life Investments coming in on board as the new overall partner worldwide for the British and Irish Lions. You've got Davy Stockbrokers, they're involved with Paul Dunne and the golf, Cricket Ireland, horse racing. They've all got new sponsors on, and we're only a couple of weeks into the new year. So you can only say that it's going to be a fabulous year.
And what do you see from the outright, from looking at the market? What are the current trends, or what do you think are going to be the main trends going forward in the year?
Sure. Well, I think we have seen quite a change over the last couple of years as people on the brand side have got smarter about what they can do and how they can sweat the assets that they've actually got involved with, whether it be taking on board a team or an event or anything else. And that's going to continue to grow. We're seeing an awful lot more native content, which is, you know, what we would traditionally see as being media, but which is using, you know, people like yourself in an environment which is promoting the brand in really subtle ways. And that's just getting to the heart of why people actually want to follow you or want to follow, you know, the Irish team or follow in music, in theatre, in the arts, anything else. And the sponsor wants to make it. So I think that the trend is probably going to be towards more subtlety and just making sure that the association is there without bludgeoning people into submission and thinking, I have to know that my brand is getting on there. That's going to follow through in terms of the metric which is most important to any brand, which is this working for me as a bottom line? And they're very acutely aware of that. They've got good measurements around that. Now it's a case of making sure that it can work well within the sponsorship environment, because while advertising itself took a dip over the last couple of years, that's bouncing back now in terms of print, broadcast, digital especially. But sponsorship has continued an upward trajectory all the way through. And I think a lot of people would see that as being the smartest form of marketing. It might be the most difficult to get right, but when you do get it right, it's a real winner.
And kind of continuing what you were saying there in terms of there's been a couple of lean years and businesses in the country are coming out of the other side. You see consumer spending is up. Do you see sponsorship kind of growing parallel to this, or that it was already ahead of the curve?
I think it has already been staying really, really solid and growing consistently. Even during the leanest years, the sponsorship market was still just nudging up on a global level, which is more important perhaps, because the Irish one and, you know, the little local difficulties which we can have, you know that that's going to come through on the other side of it. But globally, sponsorship, particularly in sport accounts for probably about 70, nearly 75% of all sponsorship that's taking place out there. You've got new forms of sponsorship coming through in terms of media, television, broadcast sponsorship, and all sorts of things in the online environment as well. You've got social media sponsorship now, which is coming through, and brands acting really cleverly in those terms. And when people are spending more money, then the role of the brand is to make sure that they spend it with them. So by associating with things which we as individual consumers actually love rather than like, that's the way that people are going to get me to buy their brand, whether that be a car, whether that be a razor, whether that be a, you know, a soft drink or anything else. That's the way that sponsorship works. So they attach themselves to the teams and the themes that I really like and I really, really love. And that's the way that they'll get
you,
me to open
you
my
said world. One of your trends that you think is going to happen is more subtlety. In this world of kind of mobile kind of first, I suppose, how does, you know, what's your take on subtlety in that kind of market?
Sure, I think it's the smart imagery. People don't really want to know if I'm a brand, you know, what the services that I'm offering really are. They just sort of don't take any heed of that. But if it's Jamie Heaslip that's telling me as a consumer, actually, I like driving this car or drinking this brand of tea or eating this particular biscuit or whatever it might be, then I'm interested in it more. So it's always going to be more about, and it is increasingly in the future, it's going to be more about what you as an asset, excuse me for being rude and calling you that, but it's it's better than if I'd taken off the last couple of letters.
Things.
So if, you know, it's what you as an asset, what you like and what you do, then I want to do what you're doing as opposed to necessarily what some brand tells me that I ought to be doing. It's the same thing, but I'm seeing it differently and therefore it's working better for me.
And what do you think makes a good sponsorship partnership?
Ooh, I think good is kind of where it used to be. I don't think it can afford to be good anymore because there's a lot of money going into it. Now I think it needs to be great. And what makes great in 2016 is going to be different to what was great in 2015. Innovation, moving forward, catching me as a consumer by surprise. That's the way that it really works well. And, you know, there are a couple of examples of that. We're going to see it in the Olympics this year. The Olympics and the World Cup, in terms of a global event, are the two that really drive innovation. That's what makes people really sit down and work hard at creating something which is new and innovative. It's on over in Rio this time around. You've got the Olympics, you've got the Paralympics, we've got the European Championships. All of the biggest brands in the world are gathering around these sporting events, and they are going to be producing content, they're going to be producing ideas, they're going to be producing activations which are going to be really surprising and are going to catch or even those of us in the industry slightly off guard and make us think, that's the one that I really wanted to have done. So there's an awful lot of smart thinking that goes into the preparation for that one glorious moment when a brand and a team or an event just come together in perfect harmony. And the beauty of it is that it can actually last. I mean, if we're talking about the Olympics now, we'll still be talking about things that which will happen in Rio in 2016 in the same way as today we're still talking about things like that Visa did in relation to the London Olympics and the Paralympic Games.
And you know, as someone who's been involved in activations and partnerships, how important is it to a sponsor to have access to these different assets or events, like individually, or is it more important to have access to a brand or a team as such, a group?
Sure. Well, the most important thing is that it's a partnership, so that if you're the person that the brand wants to get, you have to feel comfortable about it as well. So it's never going to work if you're doing something which you're uncomfortable about, because you can see it in your eyes, you can see it in your demeanor. The brand needs to really work with you. And I know that there's a couple of brands, like Cadbury's in particular, spent an awful lot of time in advance of the London Olympics getting to know the athletes, people like Paul Hessian, that they were going to be using throughout the span of their sponsorship of the Irish Olympic team, really getting to know them and getting to understand what it is that makes them as an individual tick. And that's where, again, the magic happens. It's when a brand and a player or a performer actually sort of, you know, really come together so that you feel comfortable doing that. And access to you and access to what you believe in and what you can actually say, whether it be through your social media channels or through advertising imagery that they might choose with you, that's of critical importance to them, because it's never going to be enough anymore, if it ever was, to just put a name onto the shirt. It's all about the stuff that goes on at all of the different levels down into making sure that I've found, as a consumer, something which is different and something which I didn't know this morning, which I now know about you and I know about the brand that you are promoting.
And let's put you in the hot seat as such, and you were making the decision of who to sponsor or what to sponsor. You know, you have sports, you have arts, you have entertainment, or charity. You know, what would you choose and why? What area would you get into?
It's all going to depend on what kind of a budget I have. If I had the biggest budget in the world, then I'd want to sponsor everything. my natural grow is towards sport, but as a player in the market, I've seen over the last couple of years that while sport is continuing to grow, the whole area of, it's referred to as CSR, corporate social responsibility, businesses working really in an embedded fashion within their communities. And that's an area which I think has got great growth potential as well. A lot of the longer term sponsorships in sport do so because they work well within the community, whether it be players or fans or the people within a local, physical environment. And I think that while they've done that just in order to reach those, now I think that we want to actually reach out in order to make a difference for people's lives. And that sounds very woolly. 10 years ago, I would have laughed at myself for saying something like that. But these days, it is genuine. I think that, as a society, we've moved into perhaps a better place in terms of the way that we look on ourselves and the look on our communities. And I think that if I had money to spend, I'd want to be doing that. I'd want to be making a real difference. I wouldn't be so worried about people seeing my brand first and foremost. I'd want them to actually sort of feel that something which they did really made a difference to them, and then associating it with the fact that, oh well, that was Sport for Business that did that.
Your goal would be to make a difference in the community or the area. Do you think more brands have to think like that, or they have to be more specific in terms of an ROI on their investment and sponsorship?
The two shouldn't be separated, because I think that if you're doing things the right way, I think that more people are going to actually really get under the skin of your brand. And that's when you get more comfortable in terms of buying it. I don't think that the primary motivator for people in terms of what they buy, whether they buy one form of fizzy drink versus another, is what they see. I think it's what that brand represents. And that's where sponsorship really, really works in terms of making us as consumers feel a particular way rather than think or see a particular way about an individual brand. So if people feel better about the brand, they're going to buy more of it. That means that as a marketing person, I'm happy. It means that as the chief financial officer of a company, I'm happy. It means as the shareholder in a company, I'm happy. And I genuinely think that if you're doing it the right way, that it's going to work in every way.
And my last question to you is, who are you most excited to listen to, and what topic are you most excited about seeing at the summit?
I think that the fact that we've got a real international panel of people speaking at it this year is going to be really exciting. I know that that Danny Glance from AIG is going to be there. He's going to be able to talk about Manchester United and AIG and the All Blacks and Dublin GAA as well. So how you make the global into something which is relevant on a local basis, I think, is really good. There's some great people talking about trends that are taking place in London and the US. And again, I think the one thing that I'm really looking forward to this year is the fact that we're broadening it out, that this is not us talking to each other. This is us talking with people that are out there playing on a really big platform and helping us to play better on the platform that we've got here in Ireland.
Well, thanks very much, Rob, for coming in and taking the time to be part of my experiment and speak to me.
Great stuff. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.